Harper Audio presents The Professor and the Madman, a tale of murder, insanity, and the making of the Oxford English Dictionary. Written and read by Simon Winchester. This book is dedicated to the memory of G.M. Preface. Mysterious. Adjective. Full of or fraught with mystery. Wrapped in mystery. Hidden from human knowledge or understanding. Impossible or difficult to explain, solve or discover. Of obscure origin, nature or purpose. Popular myth has it that one of the most remarkable conversations in modern literary history took place on a cool and misty late autumn afternoon in 1896 in the small village of Crowthorne in the county of Berkshire. One of the parties to the colloquy was the formidable Dr. James Murray, the editor of the Oxford English Dictionary. On the day in question, he had travelled 50 miles by train from Oxford to meet an enigmatic figure named Dr. W.C. Minor, who was among the most prolific of the thousands of volunteer contributors whose labours lay at the core of the dictionary's creation. For very nearly 20 years beforehand, these two men had corresponded regularly about the finer points of English lexicography, but they had never met. Dr. Minor seemed never willing or able to leave his home at Crowthorne, never willing to come to Oxford. He was unable to offer any kind of explanation, or to do more than offer his regrets. Dr. Murray, who himself was rarely free from the burdens of his work at the dictionary headquarters, the famous Scriptorium in Oxford, had nonetheless long dearly wished to see and thank his mysterious and intriguing helper. And particularly so by the late 1890s, with the dictionary well on its way to being half completed. Official honours were being showered upon all its creators, and Murray wanted to make sure that all those involved, even men so apparently bashful as Dr. Minor, were recognised for the valuable work they'd done. He decided he'd pay a visit. Once he had made up his mind to go, he telegraphed his intentions, adding that he'd find it most convenient to take a train that arrived at Crowthorne Station, then actually known as Wellington College Station, since it served the famous boys' school situated in the village, just after 2 on a certain Wednesday in November. Dr. Minor sent a wire by return to say that he was indeed expected and would be made most welcome.